We were in Moscow a few years ago, and a lady was trying to explain something to me. She couldn't think of the English word. She said the funniest thing that has rescued me over and over again. She said, you know, we were having a collision of chaoses. You know what that is? It's wonderful. And so we had a collision of chaoses last week, and that Catherine Kuhlman wouldn't play, but the video, the recorder didn't play either. So Jonathan's here to help us, and we're going to let Catherine Kuhlman come up first before the equipment is running. Okay? Listen carefully.
Today. Are you a doctor? Who are you? You're a scientist.
I want you to forget who I am. Because I know things.
He said, I want you to forget who I am. But this is a scientist. And it's true. The two hardest people in the world to convince. A doctor and a scientist. What happened to you today? You forget.
You made a statement to the audience. Just now somebody heard for the first time.
Yes.
I had damage to both ears and had gone to an ear specialist and had earphones put on, and he turned the frequency up and he said, it's no use you getting a hearing aid because both nerves are dead.
Both nerves are dead?
Both nerves. So then your attendant down there started giving me a test, and pretty soon I told him, I said, she's talking louder than you are.
Do you hear me perfectly now?
Oh, I hear you do.
You hear me now?
I hear you.
You hear me now?
I do.
You hear me now?
I hear you now.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Do you still hear me?
I still hear you.
And the nerves are dead in both ears, and they wouldn't even fit you with a hearing aid.
No, sir.
Did you believe when you came in here today?
No.
Did you not believe when you came in here today?
That's right.
What's right? You didn't believe?
I didn't believe anything could help me.
Why did you come?
I lost faith in everything.
Why did you come?
Well, sort of.
Out of curiosity?
Curiosity.
Do you want to know what God is really like? Do you want to know this is what God is really like? This is His mercy. Do you believe now?
I sure do.
Give Him a great big God bless you.
There are two ways to be healed, by faith and by the gifts. I write in other tongues, so that's gifts. You can have faith in the anointing, or you can just have faith in the Word of God. Faith in the anointing is faith in power. Faith in the Word is just faith, and faith in the gifts is simply power. And what happened to him was the power of God singled him out and healed him. He didn't come to be healed, didn't believe he would be healed, said he didn't believe anything. He was not eligible for a hearing aid, said it wouldn't do him any good, and yet he left with his hearing. Interesting thing about the gifts is God does what he wants to. Now there's a sovereign side of God. God in his sovereign, I like what one minister said. He said God is sovereign according to his word. This is God's sovereign word, and in this word he says what he will and won't do. Now, if you're healed by faith, everybody can be healed by faith. But not everybody's going to be healed by a gift. Some can be healed by the gifts, but not everybody. Now, if you waited on your birthday to see if I was coming with a gift, you don't know if I'm coming or not. I may have come last year with a gift. Maybe I'm not coming this year. You can't demand a gift from me. You can't demand a gift from God. I told you the story, and I love the story. A little man at this church told me he injured his right knee, and he came thinking pastor would minister to people that Sunday morning, but he didn't. So he came back Sunday night giving pastor a second chance. That's what he told me, to minister, but pastor didn't. So he was really discouraged. See, he's expecting a gift. He's not exercising any faith. He's not reaching out for anything. He's just standing there as a victim of an injury, expecting God to just single him out and do something. That's a gift. That's in the realm of the gifts. God gifts people. He said in his word he would do that, but he doesn't do that for everybody. If you want to be sure that you get your healing, you need to exercise your faith, because faith works for everybody. Faith works all the time for everybody. The gifts work where God works them. I'll prove that to you through the scripture. Well, he told me he came back the next Sunday, and pastor said, he said, you won't believe this. I said, well, I am a believer. I probably will. But he said, pastor said, I want to minister to everybody who injured their left knee. But he wasn't eligible because it was his right knee. He said he was so discouraged. He went out in the parking lot and stomped that knee, and he said, I'm healed and I know I'm healed. And the minute he did that, see, he exercised his faith. And the minute faith kicked in, immediately he was healed.